Nate Solder joins us bright and early this morning here on the Hillman Huddle. Hey, Nate, how are you this week?
Good. Good morning.
Everything going okay? What are you doing right now? Yeah. You already at the stadium?
Yeah, I'm at the stadium. I'm getting ready, bud.
You guys are awesome.
What do you mean? They're up early?
When I played back in the late 80s, we didn't roll into the Garden until about 8:30.
8:30 before for a 9 o'clock game. Well, things are different. I mean, yeah, these guys are...
Well, the fellas used to smoke in the locker room
These are professional athletes.
Yeah, you guys...
By the way, Nate, should see LB wore a bathrobe to work again, second Friday. I don't know. Do you guys have casual Friday over there at Gillette?
Yeah.
Belichick, can you wear whatever you want on Fridays?
Yeah, wear whatever you want, yeah.
Because he seems like a real casual guy. Not like he'd be uptight or stressed out or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, probably. I don't know who you're talking about.
All right. Well, Devin McCourty was on earlier talking a little bit about the challenge that the defense has on Sunday. And when it comes to the offense, Tom Brady yesterday talked about the red zone problems on himself. Do you agree with that, or do you feel like everybody can get better when it comes to the red zone?
No, everyone can get better, especially us as the old line, we need to improve, and that's what we work on. You know what I'm saying? It's just getting better every week.
Does it matter who's in the backfield? The different guys run differently? I know that there's a play called. It's supposed to hit a hole, but is one guy better at popping out somewhere or cutting to the right or zigzagging, whatever? Or do you have a block, or if Ridley's back there, Vereen's back there, Bolden's back there, you get a feel for how they run, their different style?
No, you know what? They're all coached so much the same, and they have similar styles. I do my job every time, and then sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes I get beat, So I don't think too much about that.
Well, I mean, you look at Atlanta, certainly. We were talking to Devin McCourty about this, too, they have a fantastic running back. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, LB, but Jackson has over 1,000 yards like the last 8 seasons. They're without him. How much of an issue do you think that is for that team?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I think he's a great guy. He's a real nice guy. I got to meet him in London last year. I liked him a lot, but I don't know much about what they're planning on their offense. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, excuse me if I'm getting his name wrong, but the Blount, is that how you say it? The running back.
LeGarrette Blount.
Yes. LeBlount. What happens?
I've heard it many different ways.
What happens when you're going to be wide open, you're running a post route, and then you stop running the route and Tom throws it to you? What happened in that scenario? Why did he not finish out the route, and what did Brady say to him?
I didn't hear anything said. You'd have to ask him. I don't know.
No comment whatsoever.
That's why they don't put me out on routes.
All right. So
that
let's
is
say
right
Nate.
On. Nate has a little sheet with Bill's answers. The first one was good question.
Yeah.
Right, Nate? You gave us that one.
Well, Nate.
And then he says he'd have to ask him. That's another one. Yes.
What happens to a lineman like yourself if you don't downfield block? So let's say you do an initial block and you don't finish your quote unquote route and downfield block.
What happens to me?
Yeah, what does the coach say to you? What does Brady say to you?
I have to stand on hot coals. No. It's all just about, trying to do the right thing and trying to win games, really. I mean, they could say all they want to, but if you're not helping them win games, then what's the point?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So for Atlanta, they're 1-2, they're a hurting dog, but they're good. Who's the beast that you're going to have to deal with most likely on Sunday night?
Well, they got a few of them. They got Babineau, who's a beast, and they got Umanyora, who's been playing pretty good, and then right. They have Massaqua too over there.
Umanyora, you've locked up with the Giants, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Them. Yeah, yeah.
What's the worst?
A little
thing?
Bit.
Good or bad? Good or bad, kid?
Was it good or bad?
Yeah.
I think that was my rookie year. I think I got beat on a little bit.
Well, that'll change.
It's already changed.
What's the worst thing that's been done to you, bottom of the pile?
Oh, on the bottom of the pile? I don't know. I got hit late back a while ago, and that gave me a stinger. I didn't like that.
Yeah. What about the shoot of the nuts?
No. No, I've never had that, thankfully.
Five on two?
No.
No.
All right. Well, listen, I know it's a hostile environment down there, and this is a big game for you guys. And everybody says a true test of this team, right? This is a big one.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be great. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
All right, Nate.
Awesome, well, buddy. Thanks for, done. You
thanks
guys
for,
are flying.
Thanks for being on and being very forthcoming this morning.
Right on, homie.
Yeah, man. An expose, right?
Yes. Yes.